Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
And the New England Patriots drop to 10-2. The final score in Houston, Texans 28, Patriots 22.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think we're all trying to do, you know, it's a good job out there.
Dale Arnold.
Floating like a butterfly, getting ready to sting like AB.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Free AB! Free AB!
Rich Keefe.
Pastrnak ahead, the drive scores! 25 for Pastrnak!
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, boy.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house because it's a Patriots Monday. We talked a little bit about Antonio Brown, just to kind of update you on a couple of things. At 7:54 yesterday morning, Jason LaConfora posted this on the CBS NFL website. The headline of the piece was, Patriots players and coaches still open to Antonio Brown reunion, but there's no timetable for the NFL's decision. He then writes about AB continuing to train in hopes of a return this season. Talked about evidently the Patriots players and coaches would be open to it. He doesn't give evidence. He just says it.
Yeah.
He says owner Robert Kraft, who released Brown after playing one game with the team, is the deciding factor and has not shown an inclination to give the receiver another shot after his repeated missteps on social media. However, if Kraft were to reconsider, sources said Brown's teammates and coaches would support bringing him back, with Brown's chemistry with Tom Brady obvious from the initial practice with the team. So that was 7:54 yesterday morning. This morning, Antonio Brown on his Instagram story reposted something that someone had given him, which we can't read here on this radio station.
Well, it was a whole write-up.
Entirety.
It was a whole write-up about how the Patriots need Antonio Brown, and right. Hey, Robert Kraft, sign Antonio Brown. And then there was one sentence in there about a specific detail
from the
spa at the end. But the gist of it was, hey, just bring this guy back if you want to win Super Bowl number 7. But then there was a line in there that Robert Kraft probably would not like to be out there. But the update on that is,
well, Antonio Brown, somebody, and my guess is Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
Called him up and said, what are you doing? We're trying to get you back in the league.
So we're trying
to get you back on the Patriots. And you do this before, end up apologizing to Robert Kraft. Now you do it again.
And he deleted it. So,
because Rosenhaus said, what?
Right.
Get rid of it.
So do you think that means that the door is slightly open?
No, I think it closed forever today.
Well, if he just left it up there, like if you were told, you're never, ever, ever going back to the, 100%, you are never going back to the Patriots.
You just leave it up there.
Why would you delete anything?
There's no need
to delete it. In fact, I'd go crazy. I'd go even more nuts about going nuclear.
You'd go extreme.
You'd just lose your mind about it.
Right.
And you wouldn't delete it.
No, you just leave it up there because you would feel a certain way like it's, you know.
Okay, why'd you delete it?
Well, because he thinks there's still a chance.
And he probably thought, like,
I think Drew Rosenhaus is praying there's still a chance.
Right, but
and there's no chance if you leave it up there.
Well, but
if there was no chance 2 days ago, then what's the, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what's the difference?
Right. And I think that he probably didn't really read it throughout. And
oh, stop it.
I don't think he read it throughout, or he really knew what he was.
Is there any excuse you won't make on his behalf?
To win number 7?
Is there any excuse you won't make for him?
Well, I mean,
when
listen,
he does something stupid, it's not his fault.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't his fault.
Well, you just said he didn't read it.
Well, that doesn't mean that it
well, then it's not his fault.
No. This means he didn't read it. He's in the wrong for not reading it. You should have read it. Now, when he puts it up there and he has a certain, the bottom line is this. At the end of the day, if the Patriots don't win their seventh Super Bowl title, and it's because of their inability to create on the offense, we will go back and go, hey, you know, when we got that blame pie, we're going to put Robert Kraft's name as part of that blame pie for, you know, being part of the reason why they got rid of Antonio
Brown.
So
it's not Antonio Brown's
fault,
right? No,
he's part of that also.
He's the one who texted.
Right, but guess what? In the world,
while he was employed
here. Right, but guess what? In the world of blame pie deal, when you're in it, we're all in it.
Yeah, y'all get a scoop.
We all get a slice.
No, I mean, here's my point. You think that if they gave him another chance, they called him today and said, AB, come on back. We're going to give you one more chance.
Right.
But listen to me now. Don't do this again.
Yes.
You think he'd go by that?
Yeah, I believe
based
so.
Based on what?
I'm going based on the fact that...
Wishes and sprinkles?
No.
Well, 9 years in Pittsburgh.
And he's been begging for a job. The guy's literally been begging for a job on social media. Every week he's grabbing some guy off the street and putting on a helmet and going out there running around.
Going to Little League fields and having guys throw him passes.
Right. So we know this guy. He puts out a Christmas video last night with him and Gronkowski. So he's begging for a job. He had a 9-hour meeting with the NFL. So when you look at it, you go, hey.
Apparently what he's working on now, we just tweeted this out, Dale Keefe, WEEI. He and Sean Kingston are releasing an album in 2020.
Yeah.
So he's busy.
Maybe it's the remix.
He's got stuff going
on. It could be
on.
The remix to It Wasn't Me.
It could be.
So when you look at where AB has been, all he wants, you could tell he is a child crying for a home.
But I would also take it one step further, and I don't know if we want to go down this whole road today, but just watching Tom Brady, who I think would want him more than anybody else.
And Bill Belichick.
It affects him. But I think Brady even more so.
Yes.
Because Belichick's probably like, all right, we're going to find a way to win this on defense. You know what? Screw it. We'll win it on defense. Whereas Brady's saying, I'm getting crushed out here.
Right.
I'm throwing the passes to guys that can't get open, and when they can't catch them. They're running the wrong routes. He's losing his mind. So he would want Brown. Doesn't it also start to make you wonder about next season? Why the way Brady has responded after wins, let alone after losses, do you think he wants to go through this again? Because like Wiggy was saying, like, I don't know what percentage of the blame pie like he would give himself.
Right.
But why would it be different next year? Would all of a sudden you and Harry are going to click next year? Like, all of a sudden, like, is you know, you and Sanu are going to be this
is
great
Gronk
duo?
Is Gronk walking through the door
no,
next
Gronk's
year?
No, Gronk's not going to be here. Now, maybe you don't have Newhouse for as many games, so the offensive line should theoretically be a little bit better. But it doesn't look like he would want to come back to this. Like, he might want to still play, but he's looking around because we're all saying, would you really want to pack up and go play for somebody else? Well, if these are the receivers,
right.
If these are the running backs, and if this is the offensive line,
but he'll take,
why would you want to stay here?
That's true, but that also now him looking at other places. Now, if you look at Tennessee.
Well, hey, Peter King would tell you that every other place in the league, you automatically start with better weapons.
Yeah, but if he's looking at maybe Tennessee, do I want to go there and play? I don't have
the Tannisons. They might just re-sign him the way things are going there. Guy is killing
it. There's always going to be that. We know.
Yeah.
We know he has a great relationship with Edelman. He needs that other guy. And okay, we all know that it's AB. But if it's not AB this year, then maybe who knows? Maybe they reach out to Cleveland.
They clearly thought
and
Sanu.
Get OBJ.
Now I never thought Sanu was that great. Everybody told me how great he was. And maybe it's still the injury. Maybe that's a big part of it. And maybe he will, you know, improve and be better. But they clearly thought that he was going to be the answer for the second guy. They could have gotten Emmanuel Sanders. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They went with him. They could have even made a hard push to try to bring Danny Amendola back. They didn't do that. They thought Mohamed Sanu, to give up a second-round pick, they obviously felt really confident that Sanu was going to be the answer. He is not. And now that's why you're throwing the ball to Jacoby Myers, who doesn't always look like he's super confident in his routes that he's running, or Philip Dorsett, who went from a guy that I thought was comfortable with Brady to a guy that's running wrong routes.
Yeah, well, he's comfortable with him as the fourth guy, where I'm only throwing to you 2-3 times a game, and then maybe you're running down the field wide open because they're worried about other guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable with you when I now have to depend on you consistently to be my go-to guy. That's the way Brady's looking at these receivers.
Brady said that he would stop playing when he sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he thinks of his play in the recesses of his mind, in that, you know, the quiet time in the dark when he's sitting there talking about in his head about how he's playing.
See, I wonder
what he thinks.
Exactly. That's probably what he's actually thinking. But like, to Wiggy's point, Brady might feel that way. Like, right now, this sucks, but I don't suck.
Yeah.
Like everything
see,
around
that's what
him
I
sucks.
Wonder. Yeah, is he saying, you know what? I'm not throwing the ball as well as I used to.
Of course he's saying it. He said it last night on the sideline. I mean, basically, he said it last night on the sideline during the game. Be explosive. Be fast. Get open. Do something.
He wasn't saying anything about himself there.
No, but that's the point. It's like, that's he's the point. The current situation sucks, right. But it's these guys that actually suck. If I had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, I'd have a big smile on my face, and we're scoring 30 points a game.
Now, see, here's where when you go, he sucks, and I would ask this question.
I didn't say that,
Where we would go, this is where Brady sucks. How many times, and I know we've seen it a few times, but what have we seen more? Brady missing open receivers or guys basically getting Velcroed on every route when he's throwing footballs to them?
We've seen both, but more of that.
So if it was guys were open and there was separation and Brady wasn't able to complete those passes, you would go, okay, now it's probably Brady more than everything because look how open Myers is. Look how open N'Keal Harry is. Look at Sanu. He's wide open on this route. But every time we see Brady's frustration or a big part of when we see his frustration, it's more because guys are not getting open. He's telling Jacoby Myers, hey, you run a go route. I'm rolling out this way. Don't run towards me. Run that way towards the other. And what's Myers do? He takes his American flag and he plants it right in the ground and he doesn't move.
You mean stay right here? Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Oh, I thought you were pointing for me to stay right.
To stop.
617-779-7937. Brian's in New Hampshire. Hey, Brian.
How we doing, fellas?
What's going on?
I just want to make a quick point. We're talking blame pie here. How much do you think this zombie plane situation is going to get dedicated to the blame pie? I think it's at least like the whipped cream on top of the pie here.
Something.
Brady tried to he tried to push that right aside this morning when Greg Hill, he said, look, we're not making excuses for guys being sick.
I mean, he's always going to do that, though. He's Tom Professional. But we had another plane coming in. That's a serious, serious thing. A whole other plane dedicated to these sick guys. We only lost by a touchdown. I think if we had healthy guys, maybe Sanu can catch that ball that's on a silver platter, or we can sack a quarterback when we got him wrapped up like a blanket. I think some of these close plays that decided the game, you know, I don't know how much.
But
of
I don't think Sanu. I don't think
want to dedicate to this.
Like, see, I don't know if Sanu
didn't really feel like a one touchdown game to me.
But
either.
I don't know
it
if
felt like you it know. Was a I lot. Mean, they made that push at the end, and I think Houston was just trying to run the clock out, and that's on them. I mean, that's gonna be a learning experience for them.
And
like,
we didn't have any information about Sanu having, you know, the virus or, you know, N'Keal Harry
being sick. The sprained ankle. Whatever he had or doesn't have
something.
That doesn't make an excuse for dropping that ball on fourth.
Not at all. Yeah.
It's in his hands.
Yeah, that thing's right in his hands. But at the end of the day, it comes back to looking at this team and where they are. And when you say they are 10-2, we understand that, but defensively they're playing great. Even last night's game, I thought they did a good job defensively. There were some issues that they had on the Duke Johnson touchdown.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that I don't care if these guys, and I know like all the linebackers had the flu, but when they're matched up one-on-one with the running backs, that's not a great matchup for them anyway.
Right,
like, they
exactly.
They could be healthy as an ox. I think that was one thing, and I don't think Bill O'Brien's a great coach by any stretch, but that's one thing where they were going after the linebackers and even some of the safeties more so than the corners because they know how good the corners are for the Pats. And even then, they actually beat a couple of times. But they said, we're going to be able to just dominate
the running
back.
But even the Fuller touchdown, he had to drop in on a dime because even Jonathan Jones was still right there. So defensively, I thought they did a good job. They put pressure on him.
They didn't?
You don't think defensively? Like
no.
If you looked at that game and you go defensive.
So you get the break of a call, a touchdown pass back of the end zone. They go, no, it's not a touchdown. We're calling it off.
Yeah.
The very next play, you give up a touchdown.
But the next play, the touchdown, he dropped that thing in a dime. Defensively, you were right there.
Wiggy, you did not do a good job defensively
last
night.
How is that not a good job? We sat here and talked about the same play.
They gave up 28 points.
No. But I'm not talking about the two touchdowns
that
they gave.
We're talking about how they played defensively.
The two touchdowns that they gave up to Duke Johnson, the running back, out of the backfield. That was one play where great call by Billy O'Brien to get one-on-one in line. The second touchdown that they gave up to the tight end, that was a bad play because somebody's got to be able to cover him. They got lost on that. The Will Fuller touchdown is very similar to the Daniel Jones touchdown that Jonathan Jones.
You mean the Kenny Stills touchdown?
No. Remember Daniel Jones threw that touchdown to Golden Tate?
I know.
And it was a perfect.
But you're saying Will Fuller didn't score a touchdown.
Kenny Stills. I'm sorry about that. The Kenny Stills touchdown. He put that thing in a perfect position.
Yeah, but he's a good quarterback. He's going to make throws.
Right, but I'm not blaming the defense necessarily for that touchdown.
The defense was not good.
They put pressure.
Houston was 6 of 11 on third down, which is one of those stats that we've always gave credit to the Patriots. Was it like 19%? Like, they always get off the field on third
down.
They
put pressure on Deshaun Watson. They weren't able to wrap him up at times.
I was going to say, yeah, John Simon was close, but no cigar there.
They got pressure. They did a good job against them running the football. I mean,
Deshaun Watson had a quarterback rating for the day of 140.7. How good was your defense? Low.
Right, but if you look at the defense, you're looking at just the touchdowns. How do you think they felt?
No, I'm looking at how do you think they
played against.
Their quarterback played great against you.
They scored a touchdown in every quarter.
How do you think they played against DeAndre Hopkins? Then they hold him to what, 4 catches, 50 yards?
5 catches,
5 for 64.
80,
yeah, for 64.
So that's, they played well against him.
Okay, but you gave also up, the best corner in the league,
right,
so you got to stop the other guys.
You gave up a couple bad plays that when you go back and you look and you go, if we don't let the tight end leak out, which was the second touchdown.
But you did.
Right.
So
that was a bad play.
Didn't play well.
But I said overall, I thought the defense did a decent job.
I would say the offense was worse than the defense.
Yeah.
But the defense
I'll give
was,
you that.
But that's it. That's where I would stop. The defense was not very good, and it's alarming because the good teams that they have faced this year, I guess there's 3 of them now, mm-hmm. if you want to include Buffalo. But Buffalo's offense is no good. That was an ugly close game. But Lamar Jackson destroyed the Patriots' defense, and so did Deshaun Watson. That's kind of like, I didn't want to believe it, and a lot of people are saying that through 6, 7, 8 games. I was saying, well, yeah, they're bad teams, mm-hmm. but they were destroying them, so they should get credit. It wasn't like they were, you know, just eking past all these teams. They were embarrassing Sam Darnold. They were embarrassing all these lesser quarterbacks. But now you face some real quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, and the boogeyman thing is dead. That thing is buried again.
I mean, we were talking about them, you know, in terms of historically great defenses.
Nope,
and for a while they were.
Right.
Until they started playing against some
so
quarterbacks
we'll see, like,
who could
yeah, but
expose
I think what kind
them.
Of what kind of bounce back week do they have in store for this week? And we have all week to talk about it.
And
but
a really
Mahomes
good
is showing
quarterback.
Up, and if they give up another 28, 35 points, then you know you can really forget about the defense.
Yeah,
being
but they
one
can't
the
see
greats.
See that. And this is why I say I think the defense did a good job. They did a good job, but here's where they get hurt. They give up plays. When you look at some of the plays that they give up, you can't give up plays where guys are running free, where it's blown coverages. Or where it's like, oh, we didn't see that coverage, or what happened here? And that's when you look at some of those plays that they made last night. You think about it, you look at it, and you go, okay, the running back play, why would you call a defense that's going to put Kyle Van Noy one-on-one with a running back, right? That's a mismatch for them. That would be the same thing if we saw James White being one-on-one against a linebacker. Then the other touchdown, you completely let the tight end go. What's going on here? That's a blown coverage.
Your defense didn't play well.
That means that your defense, when you look at it, you gave up plays that were blown coverages. That if you can tighten up those coverages,
between saying they played well.
They did play well.
No, they didn't. They screwed up, and you can say it's fixable if you want.
They screwed up.
So how did they play well?
You can't screw up and play well. Overall, they played well except for a couple screw-ups.
So 28 points is playing well?
But when you look at 28 points, 14 of those came off on screw-ups. I will give you the Kenny.
My God, those still count.
But I will give you the Kenny Stills touchdown. That's a good pass.
They scored 4 of them. You're gonna take all of them. They scored 4 touchdowns.
You scored a touchdown, right? James White.
Yeah.
Did the Texans defense screw up on that one touchdown where he's running wide open out of the backfield and nobody covers him? That's a screw up by the defense.
Okay, so if you screw up enough, you can't play well. That's not a good game. They didn't play well. That's a really low bar if they played well and gave up 28 points, almost a perfect pass rating for Deshaun Watson, and they never turned them over.
They didn't
get a single turnover in the game. A team that has been feasting on turnovers.
They didn't get a turnover. Overall, they played well. They made a few mistakes that led to those 28 points.
Yeah. This is a team that was averaging allowing 9 a game. They allowed 28, but they played well.
They gave up as many passing touchdowns last night as they had given up the whole season before last night.
Right, and two
they played well.
And two of those, I guess you can call the option pass
touchdown.
Did they
win last
night? They won.
Did they win the game, the Pats?
I feel like
they
did.
Did they win?
I feel better about things
now. None of it's Brady's fault.
But to say that the defense didn't play well.
They did not.
They did a great job against the run. Houston wasn't unable to run the football.
Because they didn't care to run. They were passing all over the place.
They were passing all over the place. He was 18 of 25, 234 yards. It wasn't like he was all over the place.
And his quarterback rating was 140. Right.
Brady throws an interception. They get the ball at the 20-yard line, and ultimately they give up that long pass. I'll give him credit. That long pass Kenny Stills catches in the back of the end zone, which Jonathan Jones was right there in coverage. So that's a 40-yard pass of his 234.
Okay.
You're letting tight ends walk into the end zone.
So how is that good defense?
I said overall they played well.
But Wiggy, come on.
You can't. Overall they played well on defense. They had a few plays where they ultimately blew it. Those plays led to touchdowns.
Four of them.
I add those up as a bad game.
You let the tight end run wide open, which led to a touchdown. That's a bad play. That you ultimately led to a touchdown.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Wiggy, the excuse maker, is in the
it's
house.
It's not an excuse. It's the truth.
Really? Great.
Undefeated
season back on.
Watch the film. If you watch the film, you would know. If you watch the game, you would go, okay, the defense is playing good, but they made a few mistakes right here.
My
head hurts.
We'll have our Tom Brady midday replay next hour. He was on this morning. He didn't defend his team as vigorously as Wiggy is.
No.
And we'll also at some point talk to James White and Daron Harmon. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray
to Dale and Keith.
Run amok and flat out deceived
on WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. It is fair to say, as Tom Brady said earlier today, it's not like they're sitting here at 2-10. And if Wiggy had gone the route of, come on, they're 10-2, they're still a good team, you know, they had a tough night last night, but they'll be okay. I actually kind of would have bought in on that. But the idea that the defense played well last night, except for a couple of hiccups,
they played well, well enough to win that game, right?
Did you ever feel like they were in
No. That was like a cheap way to get back in it and, you know, make it look like you only lost by six. But that was
not
that close.
When they scored to go to pull it to 21-9, where they missed the extra
stupid
point
thing, still I cannot figure out for the life of me.
Right when I was like, okay,
delay a game, back up the new kicker for an extra point, which he
even when he missed it, I was like, all right, they're only down by 12, so. All they got to do is ultimately.
I mean, you felt like they were in it.
Yeah, but now you're down.
They were down by 12. They needed two scores at that point, and they had the whole fourth quarter.
But you're down 11. You can get a 2-point conversion later and a field goal, and like you said, you have the whole fourth quarter.
But if they
kick a field goal, now you're down 14 instead of 15, and now you just need the two touchdowns and the two.
But when
points.
They went up 21 to when they went up 28, then I was like, ugh. But
yeah,
20,
that was over.
But 21, I still felt like, oh, okay. We got some things going on here.
Yeah, going into the fourth quarter, you thought there was a chance.
Like, yeah, we still got some things.
But I thought overall, I mean, Houston, they controlled it. They controlled what they were doing. I mean, they were due. I mean, the Patriots had dominated Houston since the Texans became a franchise. And they've beaten Bill O'Brien every single time. But, yeah, just going into the game.
It just got to a point where offensively you're like.
They were so inept.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything.
They were so inept on offense.
One quick Red Sox note, not breaking news or anything like that. The Red Sox today traded catcher Sandy Leone to the Cleveland Indians.
Sandy.
For a minor league right-handed pitcher. Adenis Bautista.
Hope he closes.
Hey, I don't know.
Maybe they just got their closer.
He is a minor league right-handed pitcher. So
it was a good run for Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy. Thoughts and prayers.
Yep, pitchers love Sandy.
Well, they can love him in Cleveland.
See you later.
Yeah. Not going to love him here. 617-779-7937. John's up in Maine. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Great.
Good.
Good. Wiggy, I'm totally with you, man. I got to say, let's look at last year. They were 11-5. That was their final record. Their five losses came on the road to non-playoff contending teams, right?
Yes.
And you had Gronk, you had Amendola, you had Edelman, you had a strong running attack, you had a strong offensive line. Our two losses this late in the year have come to the basically uncontested MVP of the league, who has a Super Bowl winning coach. And then the other one is, you know, Houston, who great offensive team. Bill O'Brien comes from the Belichick coaching tree. He's worked with Brady. He's worked with Belichick. And besides the 2015 playoff game that we had against them, which was close up until the Pats kind of ran away with it, the last time that they played us in Foxborough, it came down to that ridiculous catch from Brandon Cooks for the go-ahead to win it. So it's not like we've blown out Houston every single time. We've won, but they're a tough team to beat, and we're 10-2. These are playoff contending teams.
Which you would have to beat. And also, even last year when they were 9-5, did you feel as bad about the offense as you do now? I didn't.
The thing is, the window for them to get, you know, because it's always like, oh, well, they'll get it right by Thanksgiving. They'll get it right by Thanksgiving, right? And that's kind of where we've always talked about it. You know, usually September, it's, you know, four more weeks of training camp, right, to get everything right. That window is closing fast for anything to get right. So do I feel better? I'm glad we have win back. I think that opens up some more options for the run game, potential play action, but I don't really trust a lot of the receivers. So,
you're asking
a lot of Brady.
Yeah, that's it for me, John, is last year. And even one of the losses late was, again, it was a miscommunication, and it was stupid. That Miami loss should have been a win.
Absolutely.
But that's easier.
Gronk's
got to
make a tackle. All right, I was kidding about that.
Right, but you're talking about, you know, getting handled by Baltimore, and then what I felt like got handled by Houston. That's just different to me. And I know those are very good teams, but that's also kind of the point.
Like, I think the offense, when you look at the offense this year versus last year, that's the one thing that stands out as the most glaring deficiency that they have. And you start to question, can this offense go on the road and beat Baltimore? You didn't really question that last year. I mean,
I did
a little bit.
I honestly did, and I was wrong. And that was if you want to rank the Super Bowl teams, I think it was one of the worst Super Bowl teams that they had. It was kind of a surprise team. They were 11-5. They couldn't win on the road, and then all of a sudden they did. They went into Kansas City, and they won.
But you
I think
had
a lot of people thought Kansas was going to win.
And Edelman, even though Gronk wasn't Gronk, he still made a couple plays where we seen him go, oh, this flash is a Gronk. You see that play all year long. We saw those flashes. It just wasn't as consistent. And you're saying, all right, going into this game, if you know, maybe he can make a couple of those plays.
Because last year, basically, so the three guys you targeted the most were James White, Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski.
Right.
Then the next three, toss Josh Gordon out because he obviously didn't finish the year, but Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, Cordero Patterson. So Hogan and Patterson have been replaced by guys like I guess Sanu and Myers, and then Dorsett's the same. Mm-hmm. And basically, Gronk's gone, well, Dorsett, and there's no Gronk guy.
But Dorsett's not the same because now...
You think he's worse?
No, no. Now Dorsett has to bump up
to a
role that he's not as good at.
Right.
And now you don't have... You take away Gronk. You just have Edelman. You now your Myers and your Sanu, like you said, where you're Hogan and... Who'd you call it from last year? Hogan and
Patterson. Was
Hogan
guy
and Patterson.
A few targets here and there, yeah.
Where now they have to do more. Imagine if you had to say there was no Gronkowski last year and you go, well, we need.
You had about 65% of Rob Gronkowski
last
year.
Yeah, but you still have.
But I don't think you win the Super Bowl without him.
And imagine if Hogan.
But he wasn't the Gronk that we had
but
seen.
But he made
in the past.
Those Gronk.
No, he
was
better than any living, breathing body you
got
now.
No,
but.
He wasn't. But again, if you just go back and watch the Chiefs and the Rams game, like watch those games, and who will come up with those clutch catches on this roster right now? Because let's say Edelman does the same. Edelman still, he's carrying the. I mean, he's a Super Bowl MVP, so he was great. But Gronk came up with enough plays.
He
You're
made
right. He wasn't
huge
an all pro,
plays that, in that Kansas playoffs, City was, playoff game. Yeah. He caught a go route. He caught a huge slant route on
and
third
like
down.
Third, right. I was going to say.
So he made enough Gronk plays where you go, whoa, especially in the playoffs. I mean, he only had one catch against the Chargers because you ran the football all over them, but it was a 30-yard catch.
And that's the other thing, too, is, you know, Trent Brown was a beast. He was in a contract year. Was a great left
and
tackle.
David Andrews was great in the middle
Andrews.
Of
but
the
see,
offensive line.
But see, I think David
line.
Andrews, I think they've done a good job of kind of holding it down for him in the middle.
Holding it down is probably the right phrase, but nobody, I mean, certainly not Karras, not Ferentz, they aren't David Andrews.
But do they
He's the quarterback
you?
Of the offensive line. He's the guy making
right,
all the line calls.
But they've been pretty, they've been, would you, when you say they've been pretty good between... And not Andrews, but Karras, Ferentz.
Yeah, I feel like the more of the issues has been coming around the tackle.
Right,
guys
right.
beating the tackle.
Tooney's been fine, and you know Shaq Mason's been up and down. But when you look at the issues, especially for Brady and pressure, it seems like it comes from off the edge at the tackle position, and you know whether it's Cannon or whether it's been Newhouse and. Isaiah Wynn has been okay. He's been good these past couple of games. But those other two guys who seem like they're playing well on the right now on the right side, we don't know if it's going to be Cannon or Newhouse. There's still issues there. And you don't have nobody on your offense that you can lean on and go, who's going to make a big play if Edelman
that
does
it? Because so you go to the Kansas City game, Gronk had 6 catches for 79 yards. And then in the Super Bowl, he had 6 catches for 87 yards.
Right.
And I feel like they were all huge.
They
like,
were.
Just going back to it. Like, and they, that player doesn't have to be a tight end. We know it's not going to be a tight end on this team, but it doesn't have to be a tight end. It just has to be another guy.
And who is that guy?
They don't have it, or it's best case scenario, it would be Sanu. Sanu has to get healthy. I don't think it's him. I never thought it was him. But I'm saying that'd be the one guy that maybe you're holding out hope that he looked the way he did yesterday because he's still hurt. Right? That's like wishful thinking.
And those Gronk numbers, think about it. Those Gronk numbers, when you look at it and you go, okay, not only were they decent numbers, and then like, you know, went like great, great numbers, but you knew, hey, Brady needed to make a play.
Yep.
He could fit one in. Gronk was going to create
like He didn't score the touchdown in the Super Bowl, but it set it
he
up.
Created right? enough, the, he created enough separation to make this play. I don't know if you have a guy that you have the confidence in to go, we need a play here. Let's throw it.
Also, because you know when a quarterback really trusts a receiver is when they throw to him while they're covered.
Yeah.
And like Deshaun Watson can throw to Hopkins with two guys on him and expect Hopkins to either jump around him or you know, make a one-handed grab or do something. And that was something that Gronk had because, like Wiggy was saying, didn't have all the separation in the world last year, but he'd still fire it in there.
Do the same thing with Edelman.
And the same thing with Edelman.
Who do you have after Edelman to do that?
You don't. it does not exist.
How much of this goes back to when Rob Gronkowski made his decision in the spring?
I don't blame him at all.
And no, what I'm doing is actually
I blame him a little bit.
I'm actually sort of blaming the Patriots.
I blame the Patriots.
Should they have had a better handle on where this thing was.
Yeah.
Should they have been in communication with him? Look, Gronk, we're not trying to put any pressure on you, but we got to make some moves here if you're not going to play.
This is a team that throughout the entire time Belichick has been here, they have wanted two tight ends. You can ask Wiggy, right? I mean, they've always had two tight ends that they want on the field together. Gronk was playing with Bennett. They tried Scott Chandler, didn't work. Obviously, Hernandez and Gronk were drafted at the same time. Watson and Graham were both first-rounders. They've always wanted two. So if you thought Gronk might retire, even if he wasn't, what does he have, a year left tops? They should have gone out there and gotten another pass-catching guy. Just like in the Atlanta Super Bowl, Gronk was hurt, couldn't play. Martellus Bennett steps up, makes some plays, and then there you go. You were sitting there saying, oh, well, Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo, and maybe we can get Ben Watson out of retirement. Like, that was
I think Gronk gets a slice of that pie, though.
I don't.
Only because he waited so long to make his decision, where they actually went after Jared Cook, but Jared Cook said he didn't want to sign here because he wasn't sure if Gronk was coming back.
So they go to somebody else then.
Well,
if
I'm not
Jared
saying
Cook doesn't want to come here. You got to get somebody else, or I don't know, draft a guy.
Right. I'm not saying that he gets a small piece of that.
I don't blame Gronk. I mean, 2 years ago they tried trading him to Detroit.
Yep.
And so now he's got to tell them for sure, like on February 5th, hey, I'm coming back, guys. No, last year at this time, I think a lot of us, myself included, was saying Gronk's done after this year. So if idiots like me knew Gronk was going to be done, how did they not have their finger on the pulse?
Fred's in New Hampshire. Hey, Fred.
Dale, Wiggy, Keith.
What up?
How we doing?
Fred, doing great.
You could tell me Santa Claus isn't real, and I'd be happy today. The Bruins went into Montreal and won 8-1. 8-1. And then last night, Pasta does his best Guy Lafleur imitation. This team is on fire.
But you can't get too excited though, Fred, because Montreal stinks.
Well,
I'm happy to beat Montreal anytime, but they stink.
But you don't go into Montreal and win 8-1. And if the Bruins ever get spanked like that by Montreal at home, I know it's a new NHL, but you do something about it, and they didn't. Anyways, I'm just enjoying this ride. Anybody that wants to get on the bandwagon, get on it, because it is fun to watch. I mean, every night there's something new. And Pastor and Marchand, they're on fire this year.
Look, I agree
That's
with
all
you.
That's all I got to say.
No, look, I agree with you about Pastrnak and Marchand and you know how and Tuca and how those guys are playing. I just don't want to get overly excited about slapping the Montreal Canadiens around. There's talk in Montreal of the Canadiens fans wanting Claude Julien fired already. Now, they still owe him for two more years. That's probably not going to happen, but that's how bad it is. Mm. We'll talk to James White and De'Ron Harmon after the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Patriots lose in Houston against the Texans last night. Not a good night for anybody, so you could imagine it. Head coach Bill Belichick, when he stepped to the podium, and he was early. I mean, it was like the game was
over with.
barely over.
Yep.
And he decided, we're going to do this. And let's just say there was an economy of words used.
All right, well, there's really not a whole lot to say here. You know, Texans did a good job tonight all the way across the board. In every area, they're just better than we were tonight. And I'm proud of the way our guys fought and competed, but we just gotta coach better. We gotta play better. We just gotta do better than we did tonight. Just wasn't good enough in any area, and they were the better team. So I think that pretty much sums it up.
Anybody want to jump in here with a question?
No, I don't want to.
For the coach,
you want to?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Are we waiting?
Thanksgiving?
Bill?
You have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Concern about the little bit of performance from the offense.
We all got to do a better job.
Oh.
Give up 28 points. I mean, it's not. Didn't really make any plays in the kicking game. So, we got to perform better. Coach better, we got to play better.
Right.
What time do you think the flight's going to land?
What plane are you on?
Again, I don't think we played a good, you know, well, in the first half, it wasn't good enough in any phase of the game.
Boy.
Coach, Texans on offense, they show any difference with any quirks of the running backs or tight ends maybe they haven't shown in the past based on some of the personnel packages you have
on defense? They did a good job executing. They made quite a few plays on second down. Scored in the right area. Couldn't stop them in the right area, so that would have helped us a lot, but we couldn't do it.
Who's lower on the defense than you are, Wiggy?
Yeah. I was a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I watched the all 22. I don't think he had saw it at that time.
He didn't see it yet.
Oh, God.
Big sigh.
No. Nope. Didn't have a good play.
So you wanted a 5-yard penalty to challenge Cobra Kai Forbath?
Ooh, no, we didn't, but we didn't have a good play.
Oh, boy.
What do you think of Cobra Kai? Were you a Karate Kid fan?
Is that why you signed him? That'll do it.
Okay.
That's it.
Good night, everybody.
So Bill will be on with OMF today at 5:30.
Can't wait to hear that one.
5:33.
But that one really is still the biggest question to me, because you can get into some of the blown assignments and things like that, and hopefully it's fixable. But what were they thinking? So, hey, go to the line of scrimmage, and we're gonna look like we're going for two. We're gonna try to make it a 10-point game. If they are lined up in a certain way, or if they have certain personnel, just take the delay game. Now, it would have been even dumber to take a timeout. I'm glad they didn't do that. But
that's you just so answered what if your they, own you, question.
I know, but why not either just go for the two or just kick the field or kick the extra point? Why even do that? Why even mess around and now you're having your brand new kicker, you're challenging him even more? That seems so dumb.
We'll talk to James White. We'll talk to Daron Harmon. We'll get to them. We'll get back to your calls as well. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.